Blog Talk Radio.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the bone that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, oh, wonder-working power in the precious
shout some praise, hallelujah, wherever you are. It will never lose its power. Thank you for your grace, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Jesus. That will never lose its power. Thank you for the shedding of blood. It will never lose. It will never lose.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank God right now. I decree and declare Psalm 121 right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence come my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon at night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. The Lord shall preserve you going out and you're coming in. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, from this time forth, even forevermore. Come on, let's shout glory. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Let our cry come before you, O Lord. Give us understanding according to your word. Let our supplication come before you. Deliver us according to your word. Let your hand become our help, for we have chosen your precepts, O Lord. Hallelujah. We have longed for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is our delight. Let our soul live, and hallelujah, and it shall praise you, and let your judgments help us, O Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, O Lord, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. Oh, Lord, we come asking for your help on today, oh God. Oh, Lord, we ask that we come humbling ourselves this morning. Oh, Lord, that you will, hallelujah, forgive us and deliver us from all that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you for keeping us up. Thank you for remembering us on today, oh God, and those in our family. Oh, Lord, we shout out today, oh God, just giving you honor, praise, and glory, glory, hallelujah, to your name, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, let the wicked be purged out the land, that we, your children, may live in peace, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you right now, great and mighty, that there be a great pouring in, oh God, of your word, that we may receive divine revelation, knowledge, and wisdom, and understanding of your word, oh God, that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, let your word be engraved on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you keep us in perfect peace. And we just want to say thank you. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to wash over our minds with the blood of Jesus. Amen. And cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, and open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural, in our lives. And then in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us, and each person that we pray for today, clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice according to John 16 and 23. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we ask that you shut any doors that need to be shut in our lives. Amen. And open any doors that need to be opened. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, my mighty Kobobo Shataya. Lord, we can't thank you enough, oh God. We render every work of the devil, we render it powerless right now by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare, hallelujah, destruction upon the camp of the enemy right now. Amen. We take the full arm, we put on us the full arm of God right now, and we cover ourselves with the full arm of God. Amen. And we decree and declare the full arm of God covers us and protects us. Amen. And we take the shield of faith, and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we take the sword of spirit, which is the word of God, and we sever all ties of the enemy. Hallelujah. We destroy the works of the devil. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare right now victory. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the victory. Heavenly Father, we ask in Jesus' name as we pray right now. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we ask that you touch and heal, oh, God, and deliver us, oh, God, in a mighty way. Even right now while we're praying, your word says that yet while we're still praying, you're already answering. So we thank you for answered prayers, oh, God, for our healing, for our deliverance, oh, God, for our freedom, for our liberty, oh, God, and we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, help right now, Father God. Bless in a mighty way, oh, Lord. Change our lives from this day on. Help us to fight the good fight of faith and prayer and warfare to win the battle. Release your faith over us right now to fight the warfare and win. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare, hallelujah, that we win. Amen. We decree and declare that we live. Amen. We decree and declare that we are blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we give you praise and we thank you, God, that even as we press on today, that we will make it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And there's nothing that the devil can do, hallelujah, to stop us from making it, amen, because of your grace and because of your mercy that's afforded to us this day, amen. We give you praise and we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are a good God and you're a merciful God and you never leave us, amen. Today is we purpose to fight the good fight of faith. Oh, Lord, give us victory and we receive it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our faith, we decree and declare our deliverance, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ and those in our family from the works of the enemy, we decree and declare that all is well with us in our home. We decree and declare that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, it is written in Psalm 91 and Matthew 6 and how many other places in your word that you are our deliverer, amen. Hallelujah. And we ask you to give us and everyone that's on the line today, everyone that's in our home, every family member and loved one of God, and we pray for today and will pray for total deliverance, total freedom, total liberty, total salvation from all evil, wicked, demon, lying, perverse, unclean, foul, demonic spirits, strong men, and their messages from all sickness, disease, infirmities, afflictions, infections, and viruses, inflammation, disorders of any kind in every cell in our bodies, in every gland in our bodies, in every organ in our bodies, abnormal cells and radical cells, abnormal growth and radical growth, cancers, tumors, spasm, lesions, or system in any part of our bodies. Oh, Lord, let restoration come, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every nerve, every tissue, every bone in our bodies, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, Lord, speak to the blood, for we know life of the flesh is in the blood, amen. Bring in healing to our bodies, amen. Wholeness and newness of life, amen. And we receive it by faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us and our homes, our cars, trucks, properties, finance, business, ministries, property, pets, and total deliverance and liberty and freedom from all evil, wicked, lying, perverse, unclean spirits. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Mama, thank you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us, hallelujah, and every family member and loved one, hallelujah, divine healing now in every area of our life, spirit, mind, will, and emotions, and physical being in accordance to your divine plan and order for our lives. We receive divine healing, wholeness, and newness of life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we ask you to expand in us your territories. Lord, we ask you to receive beautiful ashes, the oil of joyful morning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaveness, for we are the trees of righteousness, blend of the plan of the Lord our God, that we, hallelujah, that you may be glorified in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we pray with thanksgiving in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us and every person that we pray for today, according to John 16 and 23, the manifestation of every miracle and every healing that you have for us, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and the manifestation of divine healing and divine health in each of our bodies. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. We ask you, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to cover us with your anointing, your glory, and tangible presence. Give us a fresh new release and flow in our inner man, with rivers of living water springing forth abundantly, with life abundant. Fill us to overflowing with your favor, compassion, and love, your wisdom and understanding. Anoint us to hear your voice and not that of a stranger. Cause us to clearly hear your voice over that of a strange voice. Give us your eyes to see spiritually and a heart to understand and be led by your Holy Spirit clearly. Help us to be bold, confident, and obedient to do your will. Fill us with your gifts of anointing and blessing, amen. And all else you have for us, oh God. Pour out your anointing on us, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We receive the anointing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to do all these things, and let your love for brightness shine through us, amen. Hallelujah, into others, as an act of your worship, to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We blind the eyes of the evil watch upon our life and those in our family. We silence their tongues right now. Hallelujah. We deafen their ears. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, they will not speak any evil against our life. Amen. They will not hear our prayers or conversations unless we speak directly to them. Amen. They will not be able to locate us in the natural, the supernatural. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that we are free from the wicked one. Amen. That the land is in purge of the wicked doers. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, anyone that's been sent from the camp of Satan, oh God, let them be cut down and pushed back right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let them turn on themselves. Hallelujah. Let them devour themselves. Amen. For every pit that they've dug for us to fall in, oh God. Let them fall in their very own pits, oh God. For every net that they laid out entangled in, oh Lord. Let them, hallelujah, let them be entangled and captured in their own nets. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are not moved by what we see, hear, smell, touch, or taste. We are not moved by reason. We are only moved by your spirit and your word, oh God, and we know your voice. We hear your voice, and we refuse to follow strangers. According to John 10:27, our seed is mighty upon the earth. According to Psalm 112:2, Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to expand our territories, to fill us and increase us in your Holy Spirit and anointing with power. We decree and declare we walk by faith and not by sight, and we receive all that our Father in heaven has for us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, let us find faith in our sight and death with mankind. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to lead us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. We bless you, we praise you, we worship you, and commit all that we are to you, that your perfect will be done through us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask that you help us to see from our own labels. We do so by faith. We ask that you cause us to enter your rest right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we receive it. We ask you to release your warrant and minister angels to minister and warrant on behalf. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. If we had 1,000 tongues of peace, we still couldn't thank you, Lord. We ask you to deliver us when we are blind, wretched, naked, and poor. We ask for your help, oh Lord. And we thank you, Lord God, for your ever-present help and your help that's on the way. Oh Lord, if anything that's not like you, oh God, let it be exposed right now. Any work of the devil, any work of evilness, oh God, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. Let it be uprooted, oh God, with all its roots and tentacles and links right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, any works of the devil, let it be uprooted. We come against every spirit of confusion. We come against every spirit of destruction and death, premature death, familiar spirits. We come against every spirit of stagnation, procrastination, limitation, lack, poverty, and death, guilt, shame, and condemnation, anger, rage, and wrath, resentment, bitterness. We come against every spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmary, affliction, viruses, known and unknown to man, every spirit of oppression, depression, fear, worry, suicide, hallelujah. We come against every spirit of homosexual spirit. We come against the spirit of self-criticalness, self-delusion, self-righteousness, the spirit of addiction and jealousy. We come against every spirit of competitiveness, every spirit that's operating us in our bloodline and those that we love and concerned about outside of the Holy Spirit. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit of the living God, we ask that you fill these areas that the enemy has vacated with our Holy Spirit. Overfill these temples with your glory, your Shekinah glory. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We release all things into your hands and commit ourselves unto you, trusting you, Lord God. We ask for your help that you give us the word that you want us to give to others. Lord, forgive us and help us to follow your direction. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for we belong to you. And we just want to say thank you. We ask you to release your love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, with long-suffering and self-control to flow over in and through about our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to fashion our heart like yours, that your fruit will abound and through, hallelujah, in our lives to others. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to cause us to hear you louder and clear, to rest in you in the name of Jesus Christ. And that, my Lord, my God, we ask for your eyes to see, your ears to hear, and a heart to comprehend, hallelujah, and receive what the Holy Spirit has to say. We ask to speak and to do your perfect will in this life, for you, for us, and for our family. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to guard us and our family with many angels so that they manifest as needed. We ask you to make us alert, awake, sharp, and attentive in your thoughts and ways. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we ask that we may prosper and we put our hands to do for you, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you to renew our youth like the eagles. We ask for a heart like yours and growth and maturity to walk in it
to the fullness of you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, have your way with all of us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask that our mind, will, and emotions do not deceive us in hearing your voice. And be still in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask that you shut any doors that need to be shut and open any doors that need to be opened in the spiritual and natural realms in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over those doors and ask that the enemy be rendered powerless and harmless so they cannot come back through those doors ever again to us and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about our houses, our lands, our properties, our vehicles, our workplaces, our children's schools, amen, and finances, our marriages, our relationships in the mighty name of Jesus of Christ in heaven, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray that the hallelujah, with the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened so that we may know what is the hope of the calling of Jesus Christ and the riches of the glory of Christ Jesus inherited in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power towards us who believe according to the working of your mighty power which you used to raise Christ Jesus from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places or far above all principalities and power and might and dominion, every name that is, hallelujah, is named not only in this age but also in the age which is to come. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you put all things under the foot of Christ Jesus, amen, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, amen, which is his body, the fullness of him, amen. My Lord, my God, who fills all in all, and we just want to say thank you. To God be the glory. Heavenly Father, open up our eyes so that we may see how great you are and how complete your provision is for us, amen. We thank you that, hallelujah, that the victory that Lord Jesus Christ has won for us on the cross and in his resurrection has been given to us, and we are seated with the Lord Jesus Christ in heavenly places, amen. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, by faith and independence upon you, we put out the flesh and works of the old man and send unto you all the victory of the crucifixion where the Lord Jesus Christ provided cleansing from the old nature, amen. We put on ourselves the new man, hallelujah, and we stand in all victory of the resurrection and the provision that Jesus Christ made for us, amen. Heavenly Father, we put out all forms of selfishness, amen, and put on ourselves, amen, the new nature of Jesus Christ, which is love, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We put up all forms of fear and put on the new nature of Jesus Christ, which is courage, amen. We put up all forms of lust and nature, hallelujah, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, we put up all lust and put on the new nature, which is righteousness, purity, and honesty, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We are trusting you to show each of us how to accomplish this in our daily lives. In every way, we stand into the victory of the ascension and glorification of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, whereby all principalities and powers were made subject to Christ Jesus. We, hallelujah, we claim our place in Christ as victorious with him over all the enemies of our souls, amen. Holy Spirit, we pray that you would fill us right now, come into our lives and break down every idol and cast out every soul and continue to lead us in prayer, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are, hallelujah, thankful, hallelujah, help us, Father, for the expression of your will for our daily lives that you have shown us in your word by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. We claim all the will and the destiny of God for each of us. We are thankful that you have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We are thankful that you have begotten us unto a living hope by the resurrection of Christ Jesus from the dead. Amen. We are thankful that you have made provisions for us so that we can be filled with the Spirit of God, with love, joy, peace, and with long-suffering, gentleness and goodness, with meekness, faithfulness, and self-control in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we recognize that it is your will for us. And we, hallelujah, therefore reject and resist all the efforts of Satan and his wicked spirits to rob us of the will of God. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to put a hedge of protection around our minds to protect us from the enemy of all accusations, distortions, insinuations, and lies. In the name of Jesus Christ, we claim the fullness of the will of God for our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we completely surrender ourselves to you, Heavenly Father, as a living sacrifice. We choose not to be conformed to this world. We choose to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, and we pray that you would show us your will and enable us to walk in your will. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We bind our wills to the will of God. We bind our minds to the mind of Christ. Amen. To God be the glory. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name, Father God. As we enter in this morning, oh God, have your way, Lord Jesus. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. And Lord, I pray right now, oh God, that you let us receive traveling grace. Oh God, those of us that are traveling on the road today or will be traveling. Oh Lord, bless us in our going and coming on today. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, hot shot my whole ship head. Right time, my higher. Right time, he come above shine. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let there be no mechanical things, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, form of transportation we may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our homes and those in our family homes. Amen. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere our feet may turn, our heads may lay. Amen. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. Amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against and judge you shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. And we decree and declare that all things are working together for the good of our lives. Amen. For we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath us. And we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're children of God, born again. Hallelujah. Of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. We're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. And we're blessed. And we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we shift prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name, Heavenly Father. We decree and declare that eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, and entered into the hearts of men the plans that you have for us. For we are your children. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Holy Spirit, move on us right now. We just want to say thank you for your dream. We shall receive. We come expecting. We come, hallelujah, walking in expectations, and we shall receive it. Hallelujah. We will not take any counterfeit or substitute. We will not be denied. We will not be pushed aside. Amen. There will be no setbacks. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, no interruptions, no interceptions. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, no more delays. Amen. Hallelujah. No cancellations, amen. We shall receive what God has promised us this day, amen. Hallelujah, this hour, this week, this month, this year. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we're going to hold on to the Lord, amen. We're going to hold on to the angel of the Lord who comes to bless us and we receive our blessing, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you. Glory to your name, God. We bless your holy name, Father. Welcome, welcome, welcome this Sunday morning. We thank God for the new day, amen, that God remembered us on today and that he's kept us, amen. Hallelujah. How many know that God can be a keeper? Only God is able to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. It's he that created us, amen. We are the work of his hand. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, and welcome this Sunday morning. We are blessed to be here. We welcome y'all here. We are the Gospel Brothers Ministry here in Houston, Texas, and we welcome you with the love of Christ. We're our senior pastor, Pastor Doris St. Manning, and I am Apostle Tawanika Manning, and we welcome you today. Everyone that's out there in Louisiana, we welcome you. Amen. Illinois, we welcome you. New York, New York, we welcome you. New Jersey, amen. Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Florida, Atlanta, we welcome you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We welcome you all around the world. We welcome you. And we thank God that you chose to be here this day with us. And we pray in the name of Jesus that you may receive all that you've come to receive on today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We're so grateful to have you here today. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, please press 1. We want to welcome you, my husband, Pastor Doris St. Manning. We want to welcome you today here to the Gospel Public Ministries. We want to pray for you and pray with you, amen. So come on, come on, press 1. Don't be shy. There's power in agreement. So we definitely want to touch and agree with you in prayer on today. Hallelujah.
Press 1, press 1. Hallelujah. If you're online listening, dial into 845-277-9213. We want to welcome you as well, and we want to pray with you and pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, that there's power in the name of Jesus Christ. There's power in there to get to gather together, touching and agreeing. So we want to pray for you today. Amen. We'll give you all a minute there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Pray that the line is clear, that you all can hear us clearly. I'm praying that too. Like there's a little feedback or static on the line, but I pray it's coming through clear on you all's end. Amen. Definitely want to make sure you all can hear us on today as the word of God goes forth. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. At this time, we want you all to prepare to partake in communion. So if you don't have your elements to partake in communion, grab those here. We're going to have a song selection from our brother Joe Washington at this time. If it's your first time here in Sunday service, we do have communion every Sunday morning at our 10 o'clock service. So if you could go ahead and grab your cracker, your juice, your wine, please do so while we have a song selection here by Brother Joe Washington. Good morning, Brother Joe Washington. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, good morning. I'm so glad to be back with y'all again today, and I just thank God for having me to wake up this morning and see another day. And we know God is able. You know, he's able to do all things but fail. You know, and I just want y'all to pray for the Black family this morning. I lost another nephew. I think he is in Texas. It might be El Paso, Texas, but I know he's a young man, I guess in his 30s or maybe 40. And we lost him. But it's the Black family, which is we feel connected to Black in Washington. And also, I want y'all to pray. Pray for me. I'm going in for a procedure Monday, and I put it all in God's hands. I also want you to pray for my brother-in-law, which is my wife's brother. He's going in for a surgery on his heart, and he told us yesterday, and I just want y'all to keep him in prayer, and not only keep him, but keep all the people that need prayer or asking for prayer, because prayer changes things, because we know God is able. We're all in God's hands. So we're going in there. I'm walking in there. We're walking there on God's faith. God's going to do what he has to do.
Yes, Lord.
Come on in this room. In this room. You know Jesus is a doctor. He write out all of my prescription. He give me all of my medicine. In this room, come on in this room. Oh, come on in this room. Jesus is a doctor. He write out all of my prescription. He give me all of my medicine. In this room, there's healing in this room. So much healing in this room. Oh, Jesus is a doctor. He write out all of my prescription. He give me all of my medicine in this room. There's love in this room. So much love in this room. You know Jesus is a doctor. He write out all of my prescription. He give me all of my medicine in his room. Won't you come on in his room? I'm not worried of that. Come on in his room. Oh, Jesus is a doctor. He write out all of my prescription. He give me all of my medicine in this room. Come on in this room. Whoa, come on in this room. Whoa, Jesus is a doctor. He write out all of my prescription. to give me all of my medicine in his room. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We pray, God, continue to pour into you every virtue that left your body that God will continue to use. We pray and we lift you up right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And all that you petition this morning in prayer, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for answer prayers. Your word says, Father God, that yet while we're still praying, you're already answering. So we thank you for answer prayers right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask that you touch and heal, Lord God, your son. Joel is there, Father God, and all that's in his family, his brother-in-law, God. And, Lord, we pray, God, of all comfort, that you would comfort the family that lost, the black family that lost their son, lost their brother, lost their nephew, oh God, lost their friend, oh God. We pray, Lord, of all comfort, that you would comfort that family, Lord. Let peace come and hallelujah, and just take them over, oh God. Let joy overtake them, oh God. Let there be a celebration of life, knowing that there's your son is in your presence, oh God, stands before you this day, oh God, that he is with you, Father God, and we just want to say thank you. We just pray right now that we all be ready, oh God, when you call us home. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you, and it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you, Brother John.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God this morning. Just trusting God, standing on God's promises, a yes and amen. At this time, we're going to have a song selection, and we'll be back. And we're going to go ahead and partake in communion. I'm sorry. So we're going to go ahead and partake in communion. If you have your elements, if not, we'll give you a few seconds there to grab your elements and all that you need to partake in communion this morning. Amen. God bless everyone on the line. Just give us a moment here. I'm waiting on Pastor Manning here. He may be a moment there. So we're going to have a song selection. Give Pastor Manning time to come to the front here, and then we'll continue on. Hallelujah. Stay right with us. We're going to have a song selection. We'll be right back.
Oh,
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us now partake in communion. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, Jesus reclined at the table and the apostles with him. He said to them, I have earnestly wanted to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will not eat it again until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he said, take this and share it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now on until the kingdom of God comes. And when he had taken bread and given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same way, he took the cup after they had eaten, saying, this cup which is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter in communion at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27 that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us and all that are here in service on today that's partaking in this communion. Forgive us of our sins, our transgression, our iniquities, and our trespasses. Cover each of us with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that the Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross for us, that Jesus took our sins and our transgressions, our iniquities, and our trespasses to the cross with him. We thank you that we can take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for our sins, our transgression, our iniquities, and our trespasses. Lord Jesus Christ, we love you. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and marred and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so that our body may be healed. Amen. We thank you that with your stripes we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for loving us, touching us, and healing us. We thank you that, hallelujah, that took the bread and broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you, and for taking faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Dear Lord Jesus, we now take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you in faith. Hallelujah, you may eat. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and said this to his disciples, this is the blood of the new covenant testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood for us, that your blood is our atonement. It justifies us, it sanctifies us, it redeems us and cleanses us and washes away all our sins and all our iniquities, all our transgressions and all our trespasses. And your blood, it heals us. In the holy name of Jesus, we now take this in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. You may drink. Amen. Hallelujah. It is in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of the law of sin and death. Just shout right now, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're going to have a song selection, and we'll be right back here for the preach word. Amen. As I will be bringing the preach word forth on today. And I thank God. Hallelujah.
Well, right now, can you stand to your feet and just enter in right now? Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. Mm-hmm. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Come on, I need some people who know how to worship him. We enter in and we receive. We receive your joy. Tonight, we enter in. Oh yeah, we enter in. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Yeah. Somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. Oh, we enter in. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me. Yes, you did, Lord. Way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you, Lord. I'm gonna lift you up, yes, I will. I magnify your name, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at two or three people and say, I got to praise him. A whole lot of people said, I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God! Held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I got to breathe. Hallelujah.
come soon. Fire, sweet perfume. Your horse breath feels this way. Come soon, fire, sweet perfume. Your heart press feels this room. This is holy ground.
Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. At this time, we're going to prepare for the message. I'll be bringing the message forward today. For those of you first time tuning in here with us, I am Apostle Tawanika Manning, and I just thank God for this opportunity. Let us pray as we go into the word, what God is saying to the church. Amen. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. I come and give you our honor, praise, and glory. Lord, I ask that you have your way right now, God, that you use me. Let me be that vessel that you flow through unhindered. Amen. Oh, Lord, anoint my ears, my eyes, and my mouth, oh God, that I will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, come, Lord Jesus Christ. Take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity. And I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decree so that you may have all the increase in me right now. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life in all areas of my life. Amen. And I just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, above all of my life. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's in Jesus' name I pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. The word, the message today is, there is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus. My Lord, my God. If we can understand that and know, amen, if you can decree and declare over your life, speak over yourself, in the name of Jesus, I want you to know there's power in the name of Jesus. If you go with me to the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 9 and 11, we're going to start there this morning. Amen. There is power in the name of Jesus. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 through 11, and I'll be coming out the New King James Version. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 through 11 reads, therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and those in heaven and those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, amen, to the glory of God the Father. There is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 See, I want us to understand, even when we read this scripture, amen, that at the last judgment, even those who are condemned would recognize Jesus' authority against, hallelujah, and the right to rule. Amen. See, people can choose to regard Jesus as Lord now as a step of willing, hallelujah, and loving commitment, or be forced to acknowledge him as Lord when he returns. There is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, we all possess a name. It is a name given to us by our parents, or perhaps we were named after some relative, or we were given a name our parents liked. See, in our text, I want us to understand, we are told of a name that does have great significance and power. The name of Jesus stands out as a name above all other names. At the last judgment, even those who are condemned, I said again, will recognize Jesus' authority and right to rule. People can choose again to regard Jesus as Lord or as now as a step. I want us to understand there's power in the name of Jesus. Many people call on Allah and Buddha, but there is power in the name of Jesus. The Bible says the name above all names. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, in the Bible, Jesus is given many names and titles. He's called Adam, anointed, apostle, author, amen, Alpha, and Ancient of Days. He is beginning, begotten, beloved, branch, breeder, his bread, his bridegroom, his brightening morning star, bishop of our souls, brightness of the Father's glory. He is captain, consolation, chief cornerstone, covenant, chosen of God, Christ. He is day's man, deliverer, day star, hallelujah, day spring, door, desire of all nations. He is elect and sign and everlasting Father, Emmanuel. He is the word. He is the finisher of our faith. Amen. Friend and first fruit of faithful witness, fountain of life, issuing from the cave of death. He is God, the holy, the gift of God, a governor, God, a glorious Lord. He is help, hope, husband, horn of salvation, hero, head of the church, heir of all things, a high priest. He's a dread, hallelujah, dread is heaven's wonder, the Holy One. He is I am, an inheritance, an image of God's person, immortal, invisible. He is just the judge, Jesus. He is the life, the love, the lily, the lion, the lamb, the lawgiver, the living stone, the Lord of glory. Amen. He is a messenger, Messiah, mediator. He is the offspring of David, Omega, only begotten God, offering. And hallelujah. I want us to understand he is the priest, the Passover, the prophet, the propitiation, the prince of life, the prince of peace, the physician. He is righteousness, rabbi, ransom, rest, root of Jesus, of Jesse, root of David, refiner, refuge, restoration, the rose of Sharon, the blooming of the shades of hell, and then the root of the redeemer, the rock of age. He is stone, a shepherd, a son of God, son of man, shield, a servant, hallelujah, seed of the woman, surety, suffer, savior, sinless sacrifice, the same yesterday, today, and forever. In the words of the Bible, he is the fairest among the 10,000. He is altogether lovely one. Amen. Of all the names given to this man, none is as precious, as sweet, as majestic as the name of Jesus. I would like for us to look at the name above every name today. There's power in the name of Jesus. It was a name given by the Father. It was not given by Mary and Joseph, but handpicked by God. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 1, verse 20 through 21, if you want to go there this morning, church. Matthew chapter 1, verse 20 through 21. Hallelujah. I'll give you all a moment to get there. That's Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 through 21. Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 through 21. Amen, amen. Just want to give everybody a chance to get there. Matthew chapter 1, verse 20 through 21. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Amen. If you're there, let us read Matthew chapter 1, verse 20 through 21 together. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 1, verse 20 through 21, but while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. I want us to understand there's something, hallelujah, hallelujah, about the name Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. See, Mary and Joseph did not name him, hallelujah. This is the name that God picked himself, amen. My Lord, my God, there's power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us to think about it this morning. Amen. If it's something that you're needing, amen, I want you to decree and declare, if you're needing healing, if you need deliverance, if you need peace, whatever it is that you're needing right now, hallelujah, I want you to decree and declare it over your life, over your children, all that you love and concerned about, but in the name of Jesus, and know that there's power in the name of Jesus, and you shall receive it, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Who are you calling on? Who are you decreeing and declaring over your life in? In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus means the Lord saves. Jesus came to earth to save us because we can't save ourselves from sin and its consequences. The name of Jesus points back to the Father. The name of Jesus means Jehovah is salvation. This precious, sweet name reveals a side of Jesus that many fail to grasp. While God is a God of wrath and judgment, he is purely and holy love. Amen? There's power in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in John 4 and 8 John chapter 4, verse 8 and verse 16, he said, he who does not love does not know God, for God is love. And verse 16 says, and we have known and believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. God is love, and everything he does is an outgrowing, an expression of his love. Therefore, when the Father sent Jesus to come into the world, he was sending a message to humanity. It was a message that said, I have not forgotten nor forsaken you. I love you and give you my son, who we will reveal, hallelujah, to you, his son, Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. The power of love is in the name of Jesus. It's a name that points God's portrait. I want to paint God's portrait. The name Jesus at once reveals the Son's mission. When we look at the book of Luke 19 and 10, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. 2 Peter 3 and 9 reveals the Father's heart. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, amen, but that all should come to repentance. God isn't in the damning business. I want us to understand that, church, he is in the saving business. He wants no one to go to hell. In fact, he tells us that hell was not made for us. It was not made for the lost. It was made for the devil and his angels. The Bible says in Matthew 25 and 41, it says that, and then he will also say to those on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. See, when the Father chose the name Jesus as the one his son would bear during the time of his humiliation, he was telling every creature in his universe, and hallelujah, in one word, that his goal was the redemption and salvation of mankind. That was, hallelujah, this is what he wanted, and this is what he accomplished through the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is it that you need, church? What is it that you need today? Amen. What is it that you need? I'm here to tell you, it is in the name of Jesus. It is in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in John 14, verse 13 and 14, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. What name is that? In the name of Jesus, because there's power in the name of Jesus. If things are not going right in your job, if things are not going right in your home, if things are not going right in your finances, in your business, in the ministry, I want you to decree and declare today, in the name of Jesus, turnaround has come, because there's power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew 18 and 20 says, for where there are two or more gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst. For where there are two or more gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. Amen. Look how much power it is in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Acts 3 and 16, and his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. See, when we pray in Jesus' name, we must remember that it is Christ himself, not merely the sound of his name, who gives our, hallelujah, who gives our prayers the power, but, hallelujah, it is Christ himself, amen, because we're calling on the name of Jesus, and it's he that answers prayer, it's he that moves, and he that intervenes and turn that thing around for your good. There's power in the name of Jesus, because you're calling the one that can, that it is, that God has sent, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the one who finished the work on the cross, the one that left nothing undone. There's power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hashababoshete. I want us to understand today, church, there's power in the name of Jesus. No other name, hallelujah. No other one has come and has done it all. God only sent one, his only begotten son that he named. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 4, verse 12, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. There is power in the name of Jesus. Many people react negatively to the fact that there is no other name than that of Jesus to call on for salvation. Yet this is not something the church decided. It is the specific teaching of Jesus himself. According to John 14 and 16, if God designated Jesus to be the Savior of the world, no one else can be his equal. Amen. Christians are to be an open-minded and on many issues, but not on how we are saved from sin. No other religious teacher could die for our sins. No other religious teacher came to earth as God's only son. No other religious teacher rose from the dead. Only our focus should be on Jesus, whom God offered as the way to have an eternal relationship with himself. There's no other name or way but Jesus. But Jesus. But Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus, church. If you don't get anything else from this sermon, understand there's power in the name of Jesus. Call on his name. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 There's been situations that I've been in. There's been stories that I read about others that all they can do is call on Jesus. Amen. And they were delivered when it seemed to be no way, when a doctor said this is it. But when they called on the name of Jesus, amen, hallelujah, things turned around for their good. Things turned around for my good in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you don't know who to call on, I want you to know today to call on the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is able. There's power in his name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Acts 10 and 43, it says, to whom all the prophet witnessed that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins. There's power in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Acts 3 and 6 that in Peter said, children, go, I do not have, but what I do have, I give you in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise up and walk. There's power in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Acts 2 and 38, then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of of the Holy Spirit. There's power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, there's power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. In the name of Jesus, restoration is within your reach. Amen. In the name of Jesus, healing is within your reach. Amen. In the name of Jesus, miracles are within your reach. In the name of Jesus, deliverance is within your reach. In the name of Jesus, forgiveness is in your reach. Amen. In the name of Jesus, turn around. It's in your reach. The Lord has done it all. The Lord has done this. And it is marvelous in our eyes. Will you believe on today? There's power in the name of Jesus. My Lord, my God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can decree a thing in your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That we can decree a thing in our life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And it shall be done. Amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you. The Bible says in Luke 10 and 17, as I wrap up here, church, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We call upon you, Lord Jesus, to just have your way right now, Lord. Lord, we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that hallelujah, restoration will come to the life of your children, oh Lord. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that hope will be restored. Restoration will come in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that healing will spring forth in our bodies, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For we know that there's power in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the one that you sent heavenly for, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you. The Bible says in Luke chapter 10, verse 17, then the 70 returned, amen, hallelujah, with joy saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. See, church disciples had seen tremendous results as they ministered in Jesus' name and with his authority. There is power in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We bless your name, God. The doors of the church is open. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. The doors of the church are open. If there be one today. There be one today. Hallelujah. If you decided you've gotten too far away, you've been led astray, and you say, Lord, I want to come back. You want to rededicate your life to Christ? Or if you're out there today and you don't know if you're saved and you want to be saved, let us pray with you the prayer of salvation on today. Or if you're looking for a church home, that's one. Pastor Manning and myself, we would love to disciple you, love you like Christ, amen. Go unto you, hallelujah, the word of God, not our word, not the world. That's you, press one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you need prayer today, there's power. I would say when he said, when two or more gather in my name, touching in the green eyes, there I am in the midst. So if you need prayer on today, we want to pray with you and pray for you in the name of Jesus. There's power in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The only name. Amen. Hallelujah. The only way, the only truth, the only life. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your shed blood on Calvary. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for washing us and cleansing us. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For you did it all. You left nothing undone. We bless your name, God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. There is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering. If you have your tithes and offering, or if you've already sent those over, we pray over those right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, oh God, all that have sown, oh God, a purpose of heart to sow, Lord. Lord, I ask that you would bless, oh God, that you would command the increase on their storehouse. Lord, that you would bless every area of their life, oh God. Bless their lives richly, oh God, in their health, peace, strength, oh God, and family, in the ministry that you've given to them, oh God. Let there be no lack, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of your goodness operating through the life of your children. Let us pray, dear Jesus. Make us a ministry for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offering and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money. As it comes to us, it's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering as spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart that we give on today. Good measure, pressed down, run it over. The men shall give into our bosom. We thank you, Lord God, for we are chill forgivers because you have blessed us to be a blessing, and we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. At this time, we're going to have our announcements, and I'll be delivering those announcements today. Today is March the 12th. Is it already? Today is March the 12th. Hallelujah. Glory to God. March the 12th, 2023. Here's the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas, with senior pastors, Pastor Dorsey Manning, and myself, Apostle Tawanika Manning. Our minister in Rochester, Minister Lauren Green, out in Illinois. We bless you with the love of Christ. Our announcements are as follows. On Monday, we have our intercessory prayer at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, so please join us. Amen. Also, hallelujah. On Wednesday nights, we have our Bible study at 7 p.m. Want to see more of you all coming out on Bible study. I know a lot of us have to work during those hours, so please, if you can, join us for Bible study. Amen. If you miss Bible study on Wednesday nights, remember, you can always log on to the website to be able to listen in to the Bible study. So if you missed them, you can always go back to go over them again to receive. Amen. On Saturdays, we have our Saturday school, which is coming up this Saturday, you all. Remember, look out for the text message or email so you can have the information about Saturday school. We also have a play this Saturday as well, March 18th, and it's called, it's a new play. We're excited about it. It's called Trying to Get Back to Loving You. It is message-driven. It is with room for laughter and just a good time in it all together. All right, man. So if you haven't got your tickets, please do so again on Saturday, March 18th at 7:30 p.m. at the Midtown Arts Center. Amen. And of course, on Sunday we have our two services at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Join us if you can at the 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. If not, join us at one or the other. Amen, amen. Now, our minister training classes have been pushed back to the month of April. Look out for those dates. We're still trying to give everybody a chance to get their materials, get your books. If you have not, please get with me or Pastor Manning about getting your material that you'll need for minister training for those of you all that are in will be part of minister training. Amen. We're looking forward to that. We're really excited about that. Amen. Hallelujah. Get gear up to get ready to go out the end of this month as we go out to do street ministry. If you have not had an opportunity to go with us before or you're out of the state or city, you can't. You still can be a part of that by donating to the ministry at Pastor Chantel. You would actually go on to, if you have Cash App, Pastor Chantel, will you send your tithes and offering, or Zelle at 832-989-3649, or give us a call to be able to remit those donations to the address, okay? So you can still do that way. All right? Okay, so let's see what else we have here. I want to make sure to get anything you want. And on our prayer list, you all, I want you to pray for our sick and shed in, those that are asking for prayer, our brother Joe Washington there, Pastor Manning, who's going in for procedure as well on tomorrow. So we want to lift our brothers and sisters up in Christ. And we just pray for God's anointed children that he has in a position, a physician and medical staff to see about them. We cancel every assignment of Satan and his agents against their life. We decree and declare healing, wholeness, and newness of life for all right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, especially our pastor, Pastor Manning, and Brother Joe Washington, in the name of Jesus. And we thank God for both of them and every family member and loved one that are needing the healing. In Jesus' name, we also want to lift up the Black family as well as the Mackey family. We did lose our cousin on Friday night, young woman. She went home to be with Jesus. So we lift up the Mackey family and all that's a part of the Mackey family and connected. And I pray the God of our comfort, our Lord, the Lord of our peace, Jehovah Shalom, will restore the joy, the peace, the hope, amen, and will comfort the Mackey family and the Black family in time of bereavement. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you for, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So we want to definitely keep them on our prayer list and lift them up. Amen. I believe that does, you know, Happy birthday. I'm sorry, I was going fast this morning. Happy birthday to everyone that's celebrating a birthday in the month of March. Amen. If you're celebrating a birthday here in the month of March, we have so many March babies. I dated our children, and our brother Joe Washington celebrated a birthday in the month of March. Our Aunt Sharon. Hallelujah. Just so many. Amen. Our nephew, and I can't call everybody name, but God bless you. Happy blessed birthday to everyone. Our cast member Dallas, he celebrated a birthday, I believe, on Friday, he said. And we just want to wish everyone a happy birthday, our March babies. May God continue to bless you with long life, good health and strength, wholeness, newness, and the joy of the Lord be your strength. The peace of God reign in every area of your life, that you live a long, healthy, blessed life and union. Amen. In the name of Jesus. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. And those who are celebrating the wedding anniversary, we wish you a happy wedding anniversary. We bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen. That you have a blessed union, that God will continue to favor your union, that you have multiplied blessings. Amen. So many blessings you won't be able to receive it all. You have to give it away. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God will bless you all with long life together, that you all will not live a day apart. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray to God be the glory. Amen and amen. Now, that does conclude our announcements for today, which is March 12, 2023. Hallelujah. Time is really going by fast. I tell you that. I'm just so grateful. Truly, truly grateful. Hopefully, I included everything in there, you all. I'm just trying to get it all done. Amen. Just thank God for the strength to do it. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God on today. Father God, we bless your name. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, Pastor Dorsey, Senior Pastor Dorsey Manning, and myself, Apostle Tawanika Manning, and Minister Lauren Green. Hallelujah. We at the Gospel Public, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember, church, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There's no other name greater than the name of Jesus, the one that God has sent, his only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And now may the Lord of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Enjoy your Sunday. Hallelujah. Take great care. We love you. And we thank God for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
call me
one time.